Hello, everyone. My name is Jen Dillinger. I'm one of the three community ministers here and a hospital chaplain in my professional life, which means that I'm not an employee of the church, I'm a member. So I consider myself a part of the congregation that has committed to using this service to honor and say farewell to our beloved parish minister, the Reverend Amy Zucker Morgenstern. As I begin, I want to say a special thank you to Brooke Bishara, who developed this service, and to all of those who are involved in the service and celebration today, and to all of you. This is a major transition in the life of this church and community, and we're all in it together. And so I think this is a special moment for each of us to reflect. Maybe you've been coming to this church for decades, or maybe just a few weeks or months. Or maybe today is your first day here and you're like, whoa, there is a lot going on. Well, welcome, I promise it's a good time to be here. But for all of us who have heard a sermon from Amy or connected with her in one of innumerable ways in her ministry, this is a chance to reminisce. I have so many fond memories of Amy from the years I've been attending here. In fact, it was about 20 years ago that I first visited UUCPA, my first time ever in a Unitarian Universalist church, if you can believe it. And I heard Amy preach. She was drawing inspiration from Zoroastrianism and demonstrating our pluralistic values. I thought, wow, this is really cool. Clearly, I came back. But I'd actually say that the most meaningful sermon that I ever heard from Amy was when she preached one day on how we express appreciation for our loved ones. Her message was that we focus as a culture too much on success. We say things like, congrats on winning that trophy, or getting that job, or making that GPA. But what we can do instead is simply appreciate each other through the experience of witnessing one another. So to a child who swims, instead of saying, great work coming in first in that event, or even good job trying your best, although that's better, we can simply say, I love to watch you swim. That line stuck with me, as it had clearly stuck with Amy when she came across it from the author Rachel Macy Stafford, I believe. When I heard Amy preach on it, I didn't have kids yet, but now I do. They're sitting over here. And I have that line with me regularly. I tell my kids when they make music on the piano or drums or whatever random object they find, I love to hear you play. Well, Amy, today I want to extend that to you. I want to tell you with all genuine appreciation, I love to hear you preach. Which is why it's so hard to get to this moment and have to say goodbye to hearing your voice in this church on a regular basis. When I heard that you were leaving, I thought, no, not yet. I felt like Alexander Hamilton in the musical. You know the one. Where George Washington says he's not going to run again for the presidency, and Hamilton tries to object to convince him out of leaving. But Washington says, if I say goodbye, the nation learns to move on. It outlives me when I'm gone. What wisdom, what a perspective, that is needed at every level of our society, as we all know, especially now. And I think Amy has that wisdom. To head out after over 22 years, a remarkable tenure, right? Remarkable. While, in my opinion, at the top of her game. She's teaching us, as the song says, how to say goodbye. Which is what we learn in seminary, in divinity school. I'm looking at now at all our robed colleagues. Many of us in our ministry training read the classic book, Generation to Generation, Family Process in Church and Synagogue, yes. Written by Rabbi Edwin Friedman. He takes a family systems approach to congregational life. The central thesis is that a church acts like a giant family with all its complexity and also intersects with the other families in our lives. And that major life cycle events, births, deaths, weddings, ordinations, coming of age ceremonies, are all times for taking care of the church family and maybe even a chance to foster greater health in the system along the way. Indeed, Friedman also thinks of the arrival and departure of clergy as one of those, as he says, nodal events. He wrote the following, that where the terminal period in our relationship with the congregation can be treated as an opportunity for emotional growth, rather than as a painful period to be shortened or avoided, the long-range benefits for both the congregation and for ourselves are numerous and fundamental. So I want to say thank you to Amy for heeding this advice, for giving us a healthy amount of time to learn of your departure, prepare for an interim minister to arrive in August, and to plan for this day, for not leaving abruptly. I gotta say, Amy, I love that your last Sunday with the church will involve leadership of our contingent at the San Francisco Pride Parade. What a way to go out with a bang. Amen. Maybe even with rainbows and banners, a little glitter perhaps. And with helping us live into our values in the wider world. But I also want to say to all of us here, it's not just Amy who is saying goodbye. We are all also saying farewell to her and to this particular era in our community's history. As Unitarian Universalists, we lift up that we all contribute to the community and share in its stewardship. And so it's a chance for us to do this work as well. To let Amy depart into the next phase of her life and ministry with ease whenever possible and with healthy boundaries, especially, and I'm sure her family will appreciate that too. And to depart with celebration. How we celebrate Amy, how we make our community an even healthier one along the way. Let's show them how it's done, how we say goodbye. Amy, I know I'm going to miss seeing you here every week, many weeks. But most of all, I am so grateful to have been a part of your congregation over these years. And I'm especially grateful that my kids, who are now 6 and 2, who are just getting their initial impressions of the world, that they got to experience you as their first parish minister. Thank you. Thank you.
When we installed Reverend Amy on January 11th, 2004, we invited her into a covenant with joy, confidence, and solemn commitment. Recognizing how important those promises would be between us. We stood united in purpose, agreeing to serve all that is holy and good in the human spirit and in the world. Today, we recognize Amy's many years of devotion to fully and open-heartedly living into that commitment.
We have cherished Reverend Amy's leadership among us. She has traveled with us through our deepest sorrows and our greatest joys, through births and deaths and the transitions in between. At Reverend Amy's service of installation in 2004, Fred Bulow and Bill Hilton stood in the spaces that Mayo and I fill today. We hold the memory of those two members fondly, seeing the long arc of Amy's tenure, witness to the caring work she has done, and the love and justice that continue to flow through this beloved and covenanted community.
Reverend Amy has chosen this time as the right one for her to move from our congregation to a new place in the wider world. So now the end of our time together has come, and we must, with blessings and great hope for Reverend Amy's future and for ours, change the nature of our relationship to Reverend Amy. This is a change that we also ritually recognize as an ending and a beginning for all of us.
With great gratitude and love for our time together, I give back to you the ministry to which you called me and the free pulpit that you offered me. I take with me all the love, all the memories, and all the ways we have traveled together on this path of covenanted mutual responsibility.
Will members and all gathered here please rise in body or spirit and join me in reading the following words. We, the members and friends of the Unitarian Universalist Church of Palo Alto, do hereby recognize the end of your service as minister of this church. We gratefully receive back from you our free pulpit. We thank you for the ways you have spoken from your heart, taught us about the wonder and ministry of life, challenged us in being witness to our shared moral and ethical concerns, and joined with us in our joys and sorrows, celebrated the principles of our faith, and served us in love. Reverend Amy Zucker Morgenstern, with much sorrow and deep gratitude, we release you from your ministry with us at the end of this month, June 30th, your last day of service. We will remember and continue the vision you held for us of a beloved community engaged in hope and justice, learning from and loving and caring for one another and the wider world.
We wish you joy and indigo, lives full of joy and love wherever your path takes you. Will all who are gathered here today please join us together in words of gratitude? Reverend Amy, we promise to remember you with love and stretch our gratitude for you ladies who have changed our lives for good. You may be seated. Yes, you will stay up here. We would like to express our gratitude to you. And we needed to have a couple of things with us, so we'll do a switch here, and yeah. Maya will come forward.
Wait, are you? I think you're first.
You're first. So,
yes. Pieces of paper.
So old school we are.
Yeah. Some ministers write thoughtful sermons. Some offer a compassionate presence when it really matters. Some read everything under the sun. And some, the rare ones, do all three. For 22 years, Amy, you've been that rare one.
You carry a library in your mind. You've been a human library book. You carry a chalice in your heart, and we suspect always a half a sermon tucked somewhere under a stack of books, just in case.
Your sermons that made us laugh, cry, and Google things later have stuck with us. You've been a steady comfort at bedsides and in sacred moments.
You carried your ministry far beyond these walls, welcoming new clergy to the area, supporting the work of Multifaith Voices for Peace and Justice, showing up for colleagues at ordinations and installations and all the places along the way, leading us as president of the UU Ministers Association chapter, marching for justice and human rights, and guiding our UU presence in the San Francisco Pride Parade.
But wait, there's more. And all the while, you continued your studies in art, keeping your creative spirit alive, raised a child into adulthood, and sustained a loving marriage. You've modeled a life of integration where ministry, creativity, family, and justice are not separate paths, but a single beautiful journey.
Members of our congregation captured many recollections from your ministry and how it's touched our lives. Moments of kindness, wisdom, humor, and grace. We've gathered these reflections into a beautiful scrapbook that was crafted by Lynn Grant, an archive of gratitude and love, all the love you've inspired for you.
We've crafted a pendant made of oak that symbolizes the oak floors here in our main hall. We hadn't yet dug them up for our renovation project, but we used oak to represent it anyway. It's etched with our beautiful carved wooden chalice on one side and the years of your ministry on the other. It is a symbol of your rootedness here and the way you helped our community to grow. And for future toasts or quiet evenings of reflection, we offer you a set of Riedel stemless wine glasses that are also etched with our flaming chalice and the years of your service, because your time with us is etched in our hearts.
We have been changed for good by your presence. And for more than that, we are deeply grateful. Thank you for 22 years of spirit, scholarship, and compassionate care when it mattered most.
Today, as we gather in this circle of community and joy, we are especially mindful of the seasons of life and leadership. And so up here, I have some water from one of our many water communions. And I just wonder how many times Amy's words, her wisdom, her presence have felt like a cold glass of water on us and refreshed our spirits and our hearts to be able to go out into this world to do the hard work to transform our world into what it deserves to be. So we honor Reverend Amy in the many ways that she has helped this community grow, like a gardener tending the soil and trusting that love will bloom again and again. Ours is a spiritually diverse and welcoming congregation, open to all who feel called to travel this path alongside with us. Like a forest that thrives through diversity, we grow stronger by traveling together, learning, caring, and tending to our world, becoming fully who we were meant to be. So this community is self-governed and self-sustained, and everything we have and do, our programs, our ministries, our shared commitments, are made possible by the generosity of those among us. And generosity, much like water communion at water, it nourishes our roots and helps our vision come to life. As the ushers come around, we invite you to give as you are able, not in just the gratitude for what has been, but in hope of what is still to come. And this offering will also be shared with the Unitarian Universalist Ministers Association for the continuation and sustainment of ministers. Thank you, and thank you, Reverend Amy, for all the ways that you have helped this community grow into what it is today.
Well, I've been asked to say just a few words, and I promised myself I wouldn't try to pack in every single thing I can possibly think of saying to you all. That's both for time and both because it lets me out. I'm just can't say everything. I really want to acknowledge some people who you folks here at UUCPA may not know have been absolutely vital to our ministry together. Colleagues who are represented here who've just been so important. Even when you're lucky enough to have a partner right here in the congregation and partners of community ministers, as we are really, really blessed to have here at UUCPA, and aren't toiling alone as many, many of our ministers are. Ministry is hard and lonely work, and to have so many beloved and wise colleagues to share it with is, I couldn't do it otherwise. None of us could. And Joy and Indigo, I am grateful that UUCPA has done a good job of recognizing that they are their own people, that they have had their own spiritual journeys, that being here on Sunday morning or any other time is my job, not theirs. And they're here with me all the time. And it would not, as you were saying, all the gifts of our lives are inseparable from the gifts of ministry. And you, of course, are my greatest gifts. So I've been going through my office and finding all sorts of that four-drawer lateral file. It was full. It's almost empty now. And so I'm finding all sorts of treasures among the why did I keep this items. And one of them is a letter I got dated May 6, 2003, enclosed with the copy of my first letter of agreement here from Fred Bulow. And he says in it, this is just such beautiful understatement, as it turned out. Helpful things, helpful words of greeting, and don't hesitate to call, and so on. And also, we all look forward to a long and mutually satisfying relationship. While this position is certainly not without stress, I'm sure it will also generate significant feelings of satisfaction. What can you say but amen, amen. Satisfaction does not begin to capture it. So I just wanted to say that around the time I started here, there was kind of a push among ministers, UU ministers, to consider their language. Do we say my congregation when we speak of our congregations, or do we say the congregation I serve? I think that was a very helpful shift. Now, UUCPA has been both. It's my congregation as a member of this congregation, and it's such an important part of my life, but it's also, I've had the good fortune to serve the congregation as a whole and many individuals in many different occasions. But I have come to like another way of phrasing it, which is serving with the congregation. That seems to get more at what we are doing together. We have served together. We've come together to serve those among us and beyond these walls who need support and comfort. We've served the community in so many ways, and it's one of the things that drew me to this congregation. We serve the world. That's our mission. We serve our mission, the ideals to which we aspire in our lives. Basically, it's about becoming our better selves over and over together. And there's no question that by serving with you and knowing you and being challenged and inspired by you, I have been changed for the better. So I was remembering that the first sermon I gave here as a very nervous but happy candidating minister, I guess it was the end of April 2003, was called Nothing Unconnected. It was it's a line from John Muir, I think. Nothing unconnected ever occurs. I believe that firmly. I've probably preached it many, many times here. In one way or another, they say each minister only has a few sermons. And you probably know mine by heart. But we particularly feel it at moments like this, that nothing I ever do in my life will be unconnected to you. For which I can only say I love you and thank you.
Don't sit down, Amy.
Okay.
Come on down here. For those of you who don't know me or remember me, I'm the Reverend Lucy Bunch, and I did my internship here in 2011 and 12. So I'm an offspring of this congregation and of Amy's ministry. And you, I just learned so much from you, the time that we spent together. So now we're going to do a wonderful ritual blessing. And would you like to sit or stand?
How long is it?
Oh, 20, 25.
I think I can hang in there.
Okay, all right. So this is a way that we're all going to have an embodied form of blessing for Reverend Amy on her journey wherever life will lead her. So I want to ask her wife Joy and daughter Indigo to come and stand behind her and put a hand on Amy's shoulder or arm or whatever works. And then we're just going to create kind of a connected way of being together. So now I'd like to ask anyone who served in a leadership role in the congregation during Amy's tenure, whether you were on a committee, chaired a committee, served on the board, to come forward and find a spot. I know there's a lot of you out there. Surround Amy. And if you can't put a hand on Amy, put a hand on someone who has a hand on Amy. That's how we're going to branch this out throughout everywhere. And I'm going to come on in here. Come on down. You can go around the back where the choir, just stay connected to everyone. If some of you would go around the back, that would be great. It creates more room for others. So put a hand on someone who's got a hand on Amy. And anyone who served in worship with Amy or participated in a worship service, come on up. We can also stand in front of her. It's perfectly fine. I know she's been leading you for 22 years, but... And now anyone who's ever attended a worship service that Amy preached at... Now, I want to name, if coming forward and standing is not comfortable for you, we will make a bridge to you so that you can stay seated and included in our time together. So come on down and connect. Again, you can be in front of Amy. It's perfectly fine. This is your last chance to be in front of Amy, so. Clergy are welcome. You'll see her, that's why I'm not. Oh, you guys are doing great. There we go. Beautiful. Is everyone who would like to be connected at this time? Oh, people in the back, you got to come into the room. Come on in, people in the back. You're a part of this. Come on in. I'm going to slip right through here. I'm going to stand in front of Amy. All right. Here they come. Come on forward. Excellent.
Dora, can you connect our photographers by just touching an elbow there?
There we go. Excellent. Come on down. We got a couple more folks to connect.
I see you, Rich.
Sound people, we can be fine if you want to join in the link here. Yay, we did it. Are we all here?
We're all here.
Let's all take a deep breath together and let it out with a sigh. And one more. Are you ready to receive the blessings of this community?
I am. Again.
Let us now say some words of blessing for Reverend Amy. Please repeat after me. Reverend Amy, with hearts full of gratitude.
Reverend Amy, with hearts full of gratitude.
We bless your journey going forward.
We bless your journey going forward.
Know that our love goes with you wherever you may go.
Know that our love goes with you wherever you may go.
And now let us just take a moment breathing together, reflecting on your own personal blessing for Amy that you hold in your heart. Let us pray. Spirit of life and love, which holds and sustains us, be with us here in this beautiful moment of letting go. Bring your loving energy to Amy as she navigates a new path in life. May the road rise up to meet her and lead her to the next step of her ministry. We ask you, Spirit of love and transformation, Spirit of challenge, be with this congregation in their next steps. We ask that you bring resilience, joy, connection, and bright vision for the future of what is to be. Let all in this community be inspired and motivated by the power of love and justice as you build this future together. And may the legacy of this ministry, 22 years of love, 22 years of commitment to community and justice, may this ministry live on in the hearts and minds of all who've been enriched by it, and may it continue to be a source of inspiration and justice to help heal our hurting world. Let us all say together, Amen.
Amen.
Blessed be.